welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to share this time together again. As I ministered on yesterday's broadcast, for those who were able to hear, I feel a burden in my spirit this week for those who have been hurt, especially in the house of the Lord, those who are estranged, those who still believe in God and love Jesus, but they have not been in fellowship because of the things that they've experienced in their lives. And for those who are hurting, it's a time of unprecedented battle. As I shared yesterday on the broadcast, the letters and emails I'm getting from saints that I know have walked with the Lord for years and are mature, are going through experiences that they've never gone through before. And as I said, as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, that along with this intensified warfare, and I have to say we're experiencing it too here, that and people in the church, that with that there is yet marvelous answers to prayer. Answers to prayer, you know, I shared a brother that he said, you remember years ago we prayed for such and such? And I said, I certainly do. And God, he said, a miracle. God has provided. He's answered that specific prayer. Another one I'm thinking of, and my heart would just ache. She's been a longtime partner with this ministry and was a loved one, a son, and so much had occurred in his life. I mean, drugs and alcohol, prison time, although that was not a current issue, broken marriage, and just homelessness, all sorts of terrible things. And to hear that he is now living in a good situation, and he has a job, and he's sober, and he's going to church. I mean, I just wept because I was so concerned for this mother. Her health and the stress levels were so intense. And to hear after this yo-yo back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then finally this tremendous breakthrough. And so, beloved, even though things look very bleak, you may be feeling that you're in a very desperate place right now, but Jesus is the answer. He wants to minister to you. You may feel hopeless. He is the God of all comfort. He is the God of hope, and He will restore hope. And Father, in fact, I want to pray right now. Father, right now, there are those who are hurting terribly. They've been crying, and they didn't know what to do, so they turned on the radio. And Father, I thank you that even in these moments right now, that you will touch that one who has been so hurt, that has been so, felt so betrayed in this relationship, that her heart is broken and she has just been crying out to you. Father, I pray that you will heal and you will do what no human agency can do right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, you said you would be near to those who were a contrite in heart, who were of a broken spirit. And so, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this feeling of being overwhelmed, this feeling of despair, and this feeling of anguish. And Father, you said you wouldn't give us more than we could bear and to cast our burdens upon you. Father, I ask you to lift this right now. I pray for a supernatural peace of the Holy Spirit right now. Right now, Lord, there are others who need the peace of God. They have been in stress and turmoil all day. I come against the work of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Satan, it is written, as we are submitted to God and as we resist, you will flee. So in the name of Jesus, I command demonic hordes, demonic hosts, demonic works of darkness to cease off of your beloved. And I pray, Lord, for the anointing of God right now to flow. Healing virtue, you are our good shepherd. And Lord, I'm asking right now in the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you who are our good shepherd, who restores our soul, that you will bring your beloved into those safe, green pastures, and you will cause them to lie down beside still waters. And it is in that place you alone will minister and do what no human agency can do, that you will comfort their heart, you will restore hope, you will give vision, you will give direction. Right now, Lord, they can't think beyond the moment. They can't even think what tomorrow holds. But Father, right now, I'm thanking you that you will lift them up and carry them. Lord, at a time when they have no strength, you will carry them. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you and I praise you for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my child, I am your God and I am your Father. And I will reach out to you right now. And I ask that you reach out to me, to my extended arms, that you would reach out to your Father and you would allow me to take me in your arms and comfort you, to apply the balm of Gilead to your wounds, that you would feel the soothing presence of my Spirit, and that you would know that I will safeguard and keep you from evil. And even in the midst of all that is going on in your heart and mind right now, I would cause your mind to be stayed upon me. For as you stay your mind upon me, as my word declares, you will be kept in perfect peace, a peace that passes understanding, a peace that confounds those who cannot experience that and do not know the Lord. They cannot understand the tranquility and peace and blessing that one can walk in even in the midst of crisis and turmoil. But to you, beloved, I extend my heart and my love, that you would take my hand and rest on me, lean upon me, says the Lord, for underneath are the everlasting arms, and I will support and sustain you and hold you close and hold you fast that your foot not slip. And I will lead you in a plain path because of your enemies. Fear not. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, is it not written, you will fear no evil, for I am with you. Therefore, look up. Look up, child, for your heavenly Father knows the very hairs of your head, and I minister my peace and my love and my comfort to you, and you shall gain new strength. You shall see as you rise in the morrow that, yea, there shall be a quickening, there shall be a lifting, there shall be an uplift, there shall be strength, and you shall know it has come from the hand of the Lord, and you shall praise me for it, says your God. Hallelujah. Lord, we receive that. Many of those who are going through battles, Father, I praise you. Lord, even as they sleep, there will be a comforting, healing work. Lord, you alone, you know alone, you know how you've made us, our conscious mind, our subconscious, our emotional framework, the ways we are made. Father, I thank you that you are ministering to your people. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. All right, well, let's go into the message that I promised God had placed on my heart. And I've entitled it, The Father's Children. And the text, and for those of you who are hurting, perhaps you can relate to this text, found in the book of Job. And in the 6th chapter, verse 27, he says, Job says, yea, ye overwhelm the fatherless, and ye dig a pit for your friend. I think there are a few things that are as hurtful as betrayal and treachery, and those who you trusted turning against you. I know some of you listening, you've experienced that or actually experiencing it right now. There's one of you right now, you have not been going to church. You've been so hurt by a conflict and strife and issues. You were a member of the church. You were a part of the worship team. And because of something went on in that worship team, you have been brokenhearted. And you've just isolated and withdrawn. The Lord wants to heal you now. And beloved, as I speak to her, I speak to all of us, we know what it is. We need to forgive. And that's an act of the will. It's not our feelings. As What is what we call the Our Father? Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. If you need to forgive someone right now, Father, let's agree together. Father, we come to you. Lord, you see, you alone know the hurt. Only you know the depth of sorrow and of grief and of disbelief and of horror, the anguish of soul. But Father, right now, by an act of the will, we choose to forgive. And Lord, we thank you that you alone will do a healing work in the soul, in our heart, that we can go on and we can generally, as your healing comes, be able to feel love and pray for that person who had so desperately wounded your beloved. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Well, Job knew what it was to go through some really difficult times with friends. In fact, in the fourth and fifth chapter of the book of Job, one of his comforters, you know, there were three comforters who came, and the first thing they did was really sensitive and precious. They sat in silence. They didn't say anything for a week when they saw the misery and anguish of their friend. And then as conversation breaks forth, one of them named Eliphaz, he begins to reprove Job, and he says, he shows that God's judgments are not for the righteous, but for the wicked, and misery is their end, that is, the wicked. And he declares that God is to be sought in affliction, and happy is the man that God corrects. Well, you know, we'd have to say, we know Scripture supports that, we'd have to say amen to that. But then, well, I'm just looking at the clock. My time is gone, and we'll continue right on. We're going to go right on and start right in on tomorrow's broadcast. So we want to understand those who, in Job's case, he did experience, he needed comfort, and that's the last thing he received. And many times, the only comfort we can receive are not only from godly friends, but from the Lord. And so if you have friends who are hurting, to bring a word of comfort and exhortation and true compassion. And sometimes, if the pain is so great, perhaps there's a loss of a loved one, sometimes the best thing you can do are no words at all. Just holding someone's hands says so much. So as I bring this broadcast to a close, know that I care for you. I love you deeply. I do invite you to write. If you feel the unction of the Holy Spirit, beloved, I'm not trying to add names to the mailing list. I'm saying he has a reason. This is a ministry, a personal ministry to God's people, because I do love you with the love of the Lord. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,